WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Texas A&M has canceled a white nationalist rally scheduled for September 11th. State Representative John Rainey broke the news on the State House floor after receiving a message from A&M Chancellor John Sharp.
The university has canceled it because of concerns with hate messages that have been on Facebook and people who have said that they were coming and they were bringing their weapons, and the police department there said we can't handle that.
The news comes shortly after the State House stood united in telling the university to cancel the event. The rally was being organized by white nationalist Preston Wigington, who was also a former student. One person is dead after a one-vehicle crash on State Highway 21 yesterday morning. According to DPS, a pickup was traveling east on 21 and went off the right side of the road. The driver, 24-year-old Eddie Perez of Houston, overcorrected, causing the truck to roll over several times. A passenger, 30-year-old Jonathan Escobar of Houston, was ejected from the pickup. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Perez was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash shut down Highway 21 for a little more than 2 hours. A Navasota man is sentenced to 35 years in prison after pleading guilty to his fourth DWI. Nearly 3 years ago, 55-year-old Ruben Maldonado caused a crash with another vehicle, then fled the scene at speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour. After a DPS trooper caught up with Maldonado, the investigation revealed he was driving while intoxicated with a blood alcohol level of 0.205, over twice the legal limit. According to the DA's office, Maldonado had 3 prior convictions, including one in 2000, which resulted in prison time. He was also sentenced to prison for possession of large amounts of narcotics in 2008. The College Station City Council had its first workshop about the proposed city budget yesterday. The 5.5-hour session primarily covered the city's general fund, capital projects, and the hotel tax fund. Today, the council will focus on special revenue, enterprise, internal service, hotel tax, and outside agency funding. A third workshop is scheduled for Wednesday, if necessary. As the special session of the Texas legislature wraps up this week, the question of whether or not there will be a second special session is still up in the air. State Representative Kyle Cassell on our show says a conversation he had Sunday night has him feeling positive.
Had time to visit with Charles and Dan and talking to some of the both sides of Senate Finance and Public Education. We're moving in the right direction, and that gives me a lot of hope.
Referring to Dan Huberty, Chairman of House Committee on Public Education, and Senator Charles Schwertner, Chairman of the Senate Committee on Health and Human Services, Cassell says with 2 days left to figure it out, education is a priority. There's still time to register for Over the Edge Brazos Valley, your chance to rappel 110 feet off the Hilton, benefiting United Way.
This is about the perfect amount of time. So if you registered today and there are still spots available, you have just about 3.5-4 weeks to raise $1,000 and then rappel on September 7th.
President Allison Prince says in addition to open rappel spots, there are also sponsorship opportunities still available. Find more information at overtheedgebrazosvalley.org. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 78 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers, on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
The Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station is proud to be this year's title sponsor for the 2017 Chamber of Commerce Lobster Fest and Golf Classic, the Chamber's largest and most popular fundraiser of the year. Howdy, I'm Mike Holmgreen with TB&T. Come be a part of this 2-day fundraising event. Enjoy fresh Maine lobster and steak on Sunday, September 17th at the Brazos Center, and then tee off on Monday, September 18th at Pebble Creek Country Club. Support the BCS Chamber of Commerce. To reserve a table or register a golf team, go to bcschamber.org.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW at 610. Let's check weather. Sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Any cloudy, this will give way to sunshine today. It'll be hot. Temperatures are going to be anywhere from 95 to near 100 this afternoon. We'll turn partly cloudy overnight, lows 75 to 80. Partial sun for tomorrow. There's the chance of a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, highs 95 to 100. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Then mostly sunny and hot for Thursday, with a high of 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at where some of the Brazos Valley schools sit in the high school football rankings released yesterday. Meanwhile, the Astros were blanked by the Diamondbacks, while the Rangers took down the Tigers on the back of another Joey Gallo homer. And former Texas A&M football coach and player Gene Stallings has suffered a stroke but is resting comfortably. We'll take a look at all the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, it's 6:11. I have great news. I was just looking ahead, we have our 10-day weather forecast, which takes us all the way through Monday, the 21st of August.
And surely it's completely accurate.
Well, it's, yeah, sure. Now, it's going to be partly cloudy, so that may be problematic, but it looks like we'll have skies that will be clear enough to be able to see that thing that's going to happen, that deal.
Oh, you think that deal.
The thing, the eclipse deal.
Oh.
Thing. What do you mean, oh, you knew what we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, I did.
We hadn't really talked about it, so.
Yeah, that's true. I know. It's sneaking up on people.
And other radio shows are talking about it. Everywhere I go, I
know,
hear about
every
the eclipse.
Place. Every
it's almost
place.
Like it's a big deal.
Yeah, but it's not. You know, it was going to happen whether we were here or not.
That's
and again,
true.
I was driving down the road yesterday. I heard about it on the radio.
Yeah.
And I took 2 seconds and I looked at the sun and
did
I didn't die.
Okay.
So for those of you who are really worried about you know, you'll be able to quick glance.
Okay, consider this somber thought. How many people are out there who won't be alive when the
Oh,
that was a bummer.
That's
Scott.
Really
How'd
depressing.
You do that?
What was that about?
All right,
jeez,
we'll move on here.
Happy Tuesday.
A reminder to live for today.
That's right. Live for today. Cirrus Police. Cirrus. I don't know where Cirrus is.
Okay.
It's not in Florida. I know that. Anyway, police arrested a woman who witnesses say poured lighter fluid on a diaper.
Okay.
And used it to light an RV on fire.
Who belonged to her ex-husband?
Yes, something like that. The fire and police responded to the RV fire near the intersection. We don't care where that was. Officers were directed by witnesses to a suspect. That would be 127-year-old Jamelia Bowden. Witnesses told police that they saw Ms. Bowden enter the RV after pouring lighter fluid into a diaper. Now, I'm not knowing what kind of, I mean, is this a plastic diaper? Is this a real diaper?
Hmm.
So witnesses said they saw her do that. She was then seen leaving the RV with a smirk on her face.
Oh.
Just before they noticed smoke and flames coming out of the RV.
The smirk.
Yes, the deadly arsonist smirk.
I lit something on fire.
Ms. Bowden gave officers a statement that was inconsistent with what witnesses explained happened. When confronted with the inconsistencies, she admitted that, well, she had accidentally spilled lighter fluid onto the table in the RV.
Oh.
Then, though, purposely ignited the fluid.
What?
She was, well, you know, that's the best way to clean it up.
Okay. Oh, right.
If you use a paper towel, then it's just going to spread it around, and that would probably be dangerous. Anyhow, so she has been charged with attempted arson. So she was at least successful in being charged for attempting to do something. But you're right. We need to find out what the backstory is on this. I'm hoping we'll find out later this week.
Certainly, you know? There's something.
Info.
Mation.
Because it's almost like premeditation.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I mean, if we're not talking charcoal lighter fluid, Who carries that stuff around anymore? You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I mean,
that's, butane?
Well, yeah. Well, no, I'm thinking like the old Ronson stuff. That might have been it, but nonetheless, it's not what you see every day.
Yeah.
So close.
It was right?
It was going so fine up until now.
Reaching brides to be. Yeah. is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@BrianBroadcasting.com.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:16. In case you missed the weather, it's going to be hot today. It's going to be near 100.
Hot.
Rob likes telling us it's going to be 100 where we live because he doesn't live
thanks,
here.
Rob.
As he zips up his windbreaker.
Yeah, that's right. Day 227, got 138 of them to go. It is, oh, yeah. Now, Chelsea, you're still working a double.
I am.
But somewhere mentally, you can celebrate that it's National Relaxation Day.
Okay.
Yeah, work on that. See how that works for you. It's Check the Chip Day. Is that the one in your arm? What do they mean here? Oh.
Check the chip.
Microchip. Okay. Oh, for pets. Okay, for pets. There we go.
I really do need to do that.
Well, what?
Well, I've moved a couple of times, okay. And I asked Leah this once. I think it was actually when I had to jump on over to the hosting stool, and I told her, I said, you know, what happens when you move? Who do you contact to get your chip information updated? And she said you can take them in there, or if you know the serial number or something.
Yeah,
which,
right. Like you've got that, right?
But you just have to remember that, especially college students or young people like me who don't like to stay in one place for very long.
Natural gypsies.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Wanderers, you have to get your chip information updated.
And the thing, it really is. I don't know, it costs like $25, and, you know, it's, you go, I don't want to spend that. Yeah, until you lose your
pupper.
Doesn't work.
You guys
anyway.
Don't have those serial numbers memorized, though?
Right.
Yeah. I said, well, yeah.
I have my credit card number memorized.
Got that, right. And I have the code for Windows, you know, that I can use, so yep. I don't have to get another CD. But aside from that, all right, it's lemon meringue day.
All right.
And Acadian day, which is for Canadians only. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what it is. It's birthday, too.
We got birthdays. Actually, Acadians are the ones who came down to Louisiana to become the Cajuns.
That's right.
That's how you got the name, Acadian Cajun. Yeah. Anyway, for birthdays, J-Law, Jennifer Lawrence.
She's cool.
Yeah, she's 27 today. Joe Jonas.
Is that right? Only 27?
Yeah, only 27.
She was pretty young in the Hunger Games movies.
Yep.
But yeah, she's grown up quickly, though.
And done a lot in a short time.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And apparently has broken up Chris Pratt and Anna Faris's marriage.
What?
I don't know. There were just rumors. No, there were just rumors. I don't believe it.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
I actually saw her in a movie. I know.
Really?
She's been in some things that are a little bit more serious and mature.
Yes, she has.
Which one did you see?
I don't know.
Was it Silver Linings Playbook?
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
Okay. American Hustle?
No.
No?
I'll go look it up and find
X-Men?
It. X-Men? Yeah, that was it. That had to be it. Yeah. Anyway.
Joe Jonas is 28 of the Jonas Brothers.
Jonas Brothers.
Uh-huh. And then he's also got that other one. I don't know if it's actually Dance or D-N-C-E. What is it?
D-N-C-E.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get it right. Yeah.
I knew I could count on
there
Chelsea to know that.
Uh-huh.
Carlos Pena Jr. is 28. He's been in a few things. He was in Grease Live whenever they did that thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Emily Kenney is 32. She was Beth on The Walking Dead.
Okay.
And spoiler alert, even though it's already a few seasons old, that one was a tough one.
Oh, yeah.
Quentin Aaron is 33. He played Michael Orr in The Blind Side.
Okay.
Natasha Henstridge is 43.
Yeah.
She was in The Whole Nine Yards and The Whole 10 Yards as well in the Species movies back in the day.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck is 45.
Wow.
Batman.
Now his brother... Was it last week? Casey's birthday?
Yes.
I believe so, yeah.
So they're close in birthdays.
Yeah, not bad. Let's see. Although Casey doesn't get to play Batman, so.
Oh, yeah, true.
Anthony Anderson is 47. He's somebody you would recognize him if you saw him. He's in the show Blackish. He's kind of that chubby guy who's real funny in a lot of stuff. Deborah Messing is 49 from Will and Grace. Let's see. I don't watch Top Chef, so if I butcher this guy's name, I'm sorry. His name Tom Colicchio.
Okay, sure.
I believe he's one of the judges.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pat Priest is 81, played Marilyn Munster on The Munsters.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And Rose Marie is 94, Sally Rogers.
You have any
Dick
idea? Yeah, do you have any idea who that is?
Yeah, I used to watch Dick Van Dyke.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, okay. Yeah, well, that's it. She's 94. And
I mean, not during its original run, but I watched it on Nick and Knight.
Right, but she was like a child actress, too. I mean, she's been an actress like for, you know, 60 years or something like that. Anyway. So I saw Jennifer Lawrence in this movie about the lady who made the Miracle Mop. What?
Oh, Joy.
Joy, that's it. That's
I didn't see that one.
Me neither.
But it's kind of like a Christmas movie, right? It came out around Christmas.
It came out around Christmas time, but that's Bradley Cooper's in that Jeremy Renner.
Well, they did like three movies together within a year.
Yes.
It was kind of crazy.
Yes,
and she was just recently in, I think it was called Passengers, which is a space movie, so of course I did not go see it.
but
that
it
was the
Chris
one with
Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
And so that's why the rumors started spreading. Because they spent so much time together.
It all makes sense now.
She's horrible. Oh. Just terrible.
Whatever. We love J-Lo.
That's it. 621.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Most people see repulsive ideologies of people and reject them. Most people saw what we all saw this weekend as fundamentally grotesque. There are not conservatives that I know that are white supremacists that support these neo-Nazi, you know, racist that were down there in Charlottesville stirring up all the trouble that they were. Most people view white supremacy, Nazi sympathizers for who they are, a bunch of ignorant, evil people that are just beyond the pale in terms of what civil society accepts or we even want around us.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a common assumption about identity theft. A lot of people believe it's just credit card fraud, but credit card fraud is not the only form of identity theft. Now, if you're just protecting your identity by monitoring your credit and checking your bank statements, well, you could miss some forms of real identity theft. For example, like your information being for sale on the dark web. Now, good thing there is LifeLock.com. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. Now, if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists, they're going to work to fix it for you. And by the way, they can't monitor all identity theft or every transaction, but they are by far the best. And if you join right now, you get a special 15% discount off the first year of your LifeLock membership. Call now. It's toll-free. 1-800-LIFELOCK. Check out their website, LifeLock.com. For memberships, use the promo code Hannity15. Promo code Hannity15, 1-800-LIFELOCK, LifeLock.com, and you get 15% off your first year. Now, this offer ends August the 27th. Terms apply.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the
You know, sometimes I get to work, I start looking through the stories, and I hope to myself, maybe just maybe the stupid criminals aren't getting stupider. And then I see something like this. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. You remember that scene in Austin Powers, if you've seen the movie, where he's traveling towards the guard in a steamroller and the guard's yelling, "No, stop!" And then you see a faraway shot and notice the steamroller is about 20 feet away. Well, that's what this story harkens to mind when I read it. Because I would assume if you're stealing a vehicle and you know there's a chance you could get in a police chase, you'd try to steal the fastest one you could find, right? Well, this guy stole the slowest. A 33-year-old guy named Travis Campbell from New Orleans stole a steamroller from a construction site where he used to work last week. The cops started chasing him, so Travis gunned down the steamroller to its top speed, 8 miles per hour. A DeLorean, it is not. Shockingly, the cops were able to catch up with him, and he was arrested for theft. My guess is, when the cops caught him, they didn't even bother asking, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 626. So it's in Philadelphia, and there's a sinkhole in the middle of the street, okay? It happens from time to time. So they have things called block captains, I guess people who make sure that everything is the way that it should be. Eugene Clark is the block captain. He goes over and decides to try to set like red cones around these things, okay, so that no little kids can fall in to the sinkhole.
Mm-hmm, right.
Guess what?
What?
He fell in the sinkhole.
Oh.
Okay, like 10 feet down. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no kidding. It was a big long way. And it ends up okay because a firefighter was able to, that he basically calls Superman, was able to get down into the hole and lift him out of there. Oh, he called him Hercules. lift him out of there. He said it was a shocking situation. It was about an hour that he was in there before firefighters were able to rescue him as he was just trying to cordon off the sinkhole. What is amazing is if you go up onto the internet, Eugene Clark's 58, someone went ahead and took a picture of him, video of him down in the hole.
Of course.
Now, because
getting close to a sinkhole that someone has already fallen into is a bright idea.
Super smart. You must be college educated. Yeah. My goodness, how did you come up with that? Oh,
now
yeah.
I'm internet famous.
That's right. Let me go stand here to video a guy who has fallen into a sinkhole. Not having to worry about that.
In the meantime, I'm looking up at you going, what are you doing? help me.
Yeah. Idiot, get somebody to help me out.
This sinkhole's probably not going to sink anymore, right?
That's right. They got him out. They rescued him and all that. But some point, when somebody sees somebody in distress, why is the first thing they think, let me get my phone out so I can be internet famous?
YouTube stardom, here I come.
Oh, these are the
world
people
we live in now, Scott.
They're stealing our oxygen. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. All right, here's the Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are a part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. All right, here we go. Weather, pretty much same thing. We're talking about high temperatures today, near 100. And the heat index around 108. Again, don't understand why Friday they decided to put some sort of a heat advisory on, and they haven't for all this week. So we will be right at 100 all week long, and we're going to have heat indices of 108, 109, maybe more than that. Just no dang mention of rain. Oh, they put one out at Saturday at 20%, but, you know, that's a long way from now. And the lows each night, basically what we're experiencing. So we're in the pattern. Look for calm winds out there right now. 93% relative humidity, overcast skies, and it's 78.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Consulting firm ESAI Energy says OPEC oil producers are going to struggle for the next 5 years as the non-OPEC supply of crude will add 2.3 million barrels a day to global supplies. Some 70% of that growth will come from the U.S. despite a slowdown in shale growth. At the same time, global oil demand is decelerating right now. Crude oil down 4 cents at $47.55 a barrel. A top Fed official is suggesting the Fed will likely announce next month it will begin paring its bond portfolio, a step that could lead to slightly higher rates on mortgages and other long-term loans. In an interview with the Associated Press, New York Fed President William Dudley says he thinks the Fed has adequately prepared investors for a reduction in the portfolio which swelled after the 2008 financial crisis as the Fed bought bonds to reduce long-term rates. On Wall Street, futures indicating a modestly higher open. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Texas A&M has canceled a white nationalist rally scheduled for September 11th. This comes after state lawmakers stood united against the rally.
It was State Representative John Rainey who broke the news on the State House floor after receiving a message from A&M Chancellor John Sharp.
The university has canceled it because of concerns with hate messages that have been on Facebook and people who have said that they were coming and they were bringing their weapons. The police department there said we can't handle that.
State Representative Helen Giddings was the first to call for the university to cancel the event, saying Texas will not stand for hate.
Racism is our country's original sin. Let us confront the causes of this hatred and extinguish it.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Highway 21 just outside of Bryan was shut down for more than 2 hours yesterday morning for a one vehicle crash that left the passenger dead. According to the DPS report, a pickup was traveling east around 10:30 a.m. when it went off the right side of the roadway and the driver overcorrected, causing the vehicle to roll over several times. A passenger who was not wearing a seatbelt was ejected from the truck. He was identified as 30-year-old Jonathan Escobar of Houston. The driver, 24-year-old Eddie Perez of Houston, was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash is still under investigation. A Navasota man is going back to prison after pleading guilty to felony DWI with a prior conviction. 55-year-old Ruben Maldonado had three prior convictions for DWI, including one in 2000, which resulted in him being sentenced to prison. In October of 2014, Maldonado caused a crash with another vehicle, then fled the scene at speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour. The victim followed him and relayed his location to law enforcement, who eventually caught up with him on Highway 6 in South College Station. Maldonado had a blood alcohol level over twice the legal limit at 0.205. He was sentenced to 35 years in prison. The College Station City Council got their first look at the proposed 2018 budget last week, which proposes a 2.5 cent tax rate increase. Now, yesterday, the council met for 5.5 hours to discuss the budget in detail. This first workshop covered the city's general fund, capital projects, and the hotel tax fund. The council meets again today, and a third workshop is scheduled for tomorrow if more time is needed. Today's workshop will focus on outside agency funding and special revenue funds, among other things. There will be at least one contested race for the College Station City Council in this year's election. Eleanor Azarek Vasali filed for the Place 1 seat, currently held by Blanche Brick, who is completing her final term. Also running for that position is Bob Brick, Blanche's husband. Texas lawmakers worked throughout the weekend as they try to avoid having a second special session. State Representative Kyle Cassell on our show was asked if they were going to get it done.
Last night at 7:55, I would have said yes, we're having a second special after negotiations and standing at ease, or gaveling out till 1 o'clock this morning with the deals that were made. When I left my office, I popped in to Representative Uberty's office, and again, there's our Senator Charles Schwertner was sitting there with him.
Cassell says after speaking with Dan Huberty and Charles Schwertner about both sides of Senate finance and public education, they're moving in the right direction, and he's hopeful things will wrap up in time. The Bryan Police Department is currently hiring crossing guards for the upcoming school year. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the schedule is Monday through Friday, 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour in the afternoon.
It's a great job for retired individuals or stay-at-home parents. Anyone who wants to earn a little bit of extra money, we pay $10 an hour, and it's, again, 2 hours a day.
Go to bryantx.gov and click on the job opportunities link to apply. As summer comes to an end, things are ramping up at United Way of the Brazos Valley.
Coming back for a second year, we are really excited about Over the Edge Brazos Valley 2017 coming up September 7th. We are just under a month away from that, so people might be thinking, oh, then there's not enough time for me to sign up and raise my money to rappel off the Hilton, all 110 feet, all benefiting United Way. But that is not true. There is still absolutely time.
President Allison Prince says the Hilton provides the perfect bird's eye view of the community.
I think it's a wonderful place to kind of bring it all together, that when you're raising money for United Way and you're hearing, oh, it's going to impact the community, you get to stand on a rooftop and actually look at the community that it's impacting.
Sponsorship opportunities are also still available for the event. Go online to overtheedgebrazosvalley.org. The group behind a planned high-speed rail project in Texas announces deals with two companies to design and build the rail line. Texas Central will work with Fleur Enterprises and the Lane Construction Corporation to build the North Texas to Houston rail line. Texas Central CEO Carlos Aguilar says they could start construction next year.
First, we have the permitting process that's proceeding. The timeline for that should yield a record of decision in the third quarter or so, 2018. Depending on that, we'll be able to start construction end of 2018, early 2019.
The rail line could be open for business 4 years after that. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 78 degrees. You can call or text us. Be part of the show. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
The wines will pour, the beers will flow, and the steaks will sizzle at this year's Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival in historic downtown Bryan. Nothing pairs better with Texas wine and Texas beer than succulent, mouth-watering steak. We'll fire up the grills on Saturday night, serving up steak dinners with all the fixings. Hungry for more? Check out the Steak and Egg Brunch on Sunday morning. Sip and savor every moment of Texas Reds, September 23rd and 24th. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at
Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Hey, good morning. 6:39, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine, it'll be developing across the area for today. Temperatures, they'll be up to about 95 to 100 this afternoon. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy and remaining warm. Nighttime lows, 75 to 80. Sunshine's back during the day tomorrow. There could be a shower or thunderstorm late. Highs will be 95 to 100. Partial clearing tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Then mostly sunny and hot for Thursday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, former Texas A&M football coach and player Gene Stallings has suffered a stroke yesterday, but is reportedly resting comfortably. Meanwhile, Joey Gallo's 32nd home run of the season helped lift the Rangers to a win over the Tigers, while the Astros couldn't hold off the Diamondbacks in Arizona. And an upcoming book about Baylor could see them in even more hot water regarding their drug testing policies. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Baylor.
Oh, I think everybody I knew when I worked up there is gone now, which would be good. All right, so anyway, let's see what's going on. Oh, well, the leader of the free world, that'd be Donald Trump. He's been tweeting again.
He has. Let's start where we left off yesterday. Okay. He says, now that Ken Frazier of Merck Pharma has resigned from President's Manufacturing Council, he'll have more time to lower rip-off drug prices.
This is the guy who resigned over the Charlottesville thing.
And then he said, Merck Pharma is a leader in higher and higher drug prices, while at the same time, I'm taking jobs out of the U.S., bring jobs back, and lower prices. Then he continued with, big day in Washington, D.C. Even though White House and Oval Office are being renovated, great trade deals coming for American workers.
No. They'll be working there.
Right. Okay. Then he said, leaving for New York City and meetings on military purchases and trade. Then he continues with, made additional remarks on Charlottesville and realized once again that the fake news media will never be satisfied. Truly bad people.
Fake news.
Which to some extent, he has a point. He couldn't have said anything that wouldn't have gotten some backlash.
You're right.
Then he continued, feels good to be home after 7 months, but the White House is very special to me. There is no place like it, and the U.S. is really my home.
Oh, yeah. Of course. The whole country.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then finally, just an hour ago, he's been up early. He said, Senator Luther Strange, who is doing a great job for the people of Alabama, will be on Fox and Friends at 7:15. Tough on crime, borders, etc.
All right.
I don't know what borders in Alabama they're worried about.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
I think there's people from Mississippi coming over. They're concerned about those people doing that.
Who wants them there, you know?
Well, and that's his candidate in that senatorial race to fill the Jeff Sessions seat, even though Roy Moore, who's a former, head of the Supreme Court over there, is the leading candidate. So we'll see if Trump is able to bring that one out. And again, those are two Republicans, so he's siding with that. He did. The president declared Monday that racism is evil and finally called out the KKK and other groups specifically for their role in this past weekend's violence. What I find interesting is now they are trying to meld the Holocaust with racial tensions in the United States.
Yeah.
I personally think that's wrong. That's two completely different things. But I see here also that a Holocaust memorial in Boston has been vandalized. Now, I don't know. I may want to be bringing out my black helicopters here. But what I'm thinking is it would not be beyond belief that there would be a group who would say, now's a good time for us to focus on the Holocaust, and why doesn't somebody go and do something to that memorial?
Right.
I mean, and again, hate to sound like a black helicopter dude.
You're talking somebody on the other side.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. People who would actually be anti the whole situation is what happened to the Jews. Let's go pay somebody to mess up that memorial.
Yeah, it's happened before.
It has.
You know?
Well, as
happened recently, too, I believe.
As Rahm Emanuel said when he was chief of staff, never miss out on a crisis.
Right.
And we're kind of in a crisis mode right now, so this is a great time to do that. With that in mind, Nancy Pelosi is calling on President Trump to fire White House strategist Stephen Bannon, accusing him of being a white supremacist. See, you bring out that. Now's the time to be using those words.
It's a very strong accusation.
Yes, it really is. It really is. She says, in his long overdue statement today, President Trump called white supremacists repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. If the president is sincere about rejecting white supremacists, he should remove all doubt by firing Steve Bannon and the other alt-right white supremacist sympathizers in the White House.
Had they said something in the past to give her this idea?
Maybe in her mind.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't have all of Steve Bannon's quotes in front of me.
I feel like most white supremacists are self-proclaimed and aren't you know, secretive about it.
Right. They're pretty outspoken about it.
Right.
Now, I heard a new word yesterday.
Okay.
Antifa. Have we heard Antifa?
Oh, you've never heard of Antifa.
Brad used it yesterday.
I'm sorry I missed that. I'm sorry I didn't hear you say that.
And the only thing, because Brad, I remember you were talking just about the different groups. And I had read it, but I had read it just for the first time yesterday, so I recognized it when Brad said it, but I had never seen it before either.
So tell me, where did you hear, or when did you hear this for the first time?
Me?
Yeah.
The first time I ever heard of Antifa was probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, maybe even a little bit more than that. They're kind of a group that has sprung up amidst the whole Black Lives Matter movement and things like that. It's short for anti-fascist Antifa.
Right. And I'm sorry I didn't hear you say it yesterday, and I just had not heard it. I had not heard it until yesterday. Then it's, of course, all over the news.
Right, and I had just seen it in an AP story about who was protesting the protesters or whatever, right. So, and that was one of the groups that was there.
If you hear that, let me see. In the meantime, the president has told Fox News yesterday that he just might pardon Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio. He was found guilty of criminal contempt last month after he was ordered to stop racially profiling Latinos in his Maricopa County office. He said, I'm seriously considering a pardon for Sheriff Arpaio. And again, Arpaio has been, he called him an American patriot. He's been in the news for decades. He's the one who used to make his prisoners dress in pink because, you know, that would, again, make them feel badly about things.
Right. Makes a point, yeah.
So you got that. Let me see. We're going to talk to John Rainey at 8:30 this morning about things that are moving forward as far as what's going on in Austin. And as happens, you know, they're hard at it. I think the Senate was, well, here's what happened just real quickly. This whole idea about a property tax rollback situation, if you raise property taxes too much by a percentage point, 6% is what the House wanted, then you can petition for recall elections now, or rollback elections. Now, the Senate wanted it to be 4%, but the House wanted it to be 6%, and talking to people last night, they were fairly confident that Senate would accept that 6%. Well, last night, or early this morning, actually, they didn't. They rejected it. So now that means that the property tax relief goes into a conference committee, which could delay it. But the thing to remember, and we'll certainly when we talk to him this morning, this is not going to lower your taxes any. Okay, if you think that what they're doing in Austin will lower your property taxes, it really won't. It really, really won't. But as elected officials do, they pat themselves on the back when they work so hard for us.
Of course.
This a little disquieting. Al-Qaeda is now calling on more attacks on trains.
I heard about that this morning. Yeah.
And, you know, when you start talking about trains, that is completely different, carries people in a whole different way. Mm-hmm. Sometimes really short, you know, 15-minute rides or whatever. The way people use the train system, and, of course, around the world, not just here in America, to have to now put those kind of security things in place or protections in place for people on trains would, again, change our transportation system to a great extent. But anyway,
that's coming at us from all angles.
Well, it is. And that's, again, guess what? The world's a dangerous place.
It is.
648.
I'm Jolene, and my father works at ASAP Equipment. Is your grass growing fast? Get one of the best lawn mowers in the world at ASAP Equipment.
Thank you, Jolene. ASAP Equipment is running 0% financing on all new Gravely mowers. With payments as low as $68 per month, you can cut your mowing time in half and not break the budget. ASAP Equipment is also a full-line steel dealer, so whether you need a new mower, line trimmer, blower, or chainsaw, call ASAP Equipment at 979-690-1106 or stop by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You have a chance to be someone very special to your community. You have the opportunity to help with a non-residential landscape somewhere in your daily life. It might be your office or retail business, or it could be at your church. It could be at a neighborhood school. In fact, you could even mean landscaping the common areas of your neighborhood, the medians and parkways and parks. To put it in other words, not all good landscaping starts and remains at home. For the sake of categorizing these non-residential landscapes, we'll refer to them simply as commercial landscaping, away from home landscaping, right after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Simplicity is a key factor in most commercial landscaping. Maintenance is usually hard to line up or expensive to employ, so simple designs will be the most successful. Many church and schoolyard plantings consist of little more than quality shade trees with good health and vigor and the turf that surrounds them. Shrub plantings should generally be of a limited number of species of really well-adapted plants. Put in other more dramatic terms, resist the urge to do anything revolutionary in your commercial landscape. For example, in schoolyards, it's not uncommon for wetland gardens or wildflower plantings to go in, and too often the teacher with a burning passion for the project moves away or retires, and the gardens are left to deteriorate with no other teacher left to carry the torch. Whether it's for schools, churches, or any other public garden, a simple basic design is always best. Let a team form to carry it out. That team's first task will be to establish the magnitude of the project. Form a committee to plan the improvements. Let the entire group participate in the planning. Determine a budget. Seek support from other members served by this public garden. Use the plants that you put in the garden, maybe as memorial recognition gifts, maybe for students currently enrolled in that school. One Texas school is selling crepe myrtles at its PTA meetings. Parents can buy crepe myrtles for their sons and daughters. That's kind of cool. They can actually go out and help them plant them. Within your own neighborhood, take a critical look at the first impression it gives visitors. If it's less than welcoming, consider a neighborhood cleanup day. If you don't know your neighbors, put out a few signs and send letters inviting folks to a formative meeting at a local school or church. Again, it's best if several people present the idea so it doesn't seem to be one person's mission. Cleanup is a good starting point if there are dead trees, tumble-down fences, and other signs of an aging residential area, but you can go a lot farther. Find a landscape architect or nurseryman who will come to one of your meetings to plan the neighborhood plantings. Perhaps it's bulbs in the medians or maybe crepe myrtles on a common color along a major street. Whatever your group chooses to do, you'll be amazed at the power of people working together and how much they can accomplish over a period of months and just a few years. I'm Neil Sperry. Attracting wildlife to your landscape in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports at 6:54. Well, several area high schools have made the AP's preseason football poll. College Station comes in at number 9 in 5A, while A&M Consolidated is ranked 19th. Giddings is slated at number 12 in 4A, while Cameron Yeo received the most first-place votes in 3A. Lexington's not far behind at number 4, and Rockdale comes in at 13. Reigning state champ Bremond is listed at number 4 in 2A, with Burton coming in at 12. Meanwhile, former Texas A&M football coach and player Gene Stallings reportedly suffered a stroke yesterday at the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Stallings, who was the head coach at A&M from 1965 to 1971, was going to his legendary coaches event in Huntsville with former Auburn coach Pat Dye. The 82-year-old Stallings is said to be resting comfortably and plans on rescheduling the event as soon as he can. Meanwhile, some more sad news as Frank Broyles, who guided the University of Arkansas to its lone national football championship and later molded the overall program as its athletic director, has died at the age of 92. His family says Broyles died from complications of Alzheimer's disease. Broyles won almost 71% of his games as head football coach with the Razorbacks for 19 years. In Auburn, Jared Stidham will be the starting quarterback for the team's opener against Georgia Southern. Tigers coach Gus Malzahn announced in a Twitter post that he had just informed the team of the decision. Stidham beat out 16-game starter Sean White. In Waco, according to an upcoming book written by ESPN reporters, Baylor's coaches and administrators not only mishandled allegations of sexual assault against players, but they also kept the university from randomly drug testing its student athletes for marijuana and other recreational drugs. Baylor Regents had no idea the university wasn't randomly drug testing its student athletes until Pepper Hamilton, a Philadelphia law firm the school hired to examine how it handled allegations of sexual assault by students, including football players, turned up the issue. In Major League Baseball, Zach Greinke struck out 9 in 6-plus scoreless innings to bounce back from his first home loss of the season, lifting the Arizona Diamondbacks to a 2-0 win over the Houston Astros. Here's Skip A.J. Hinch on Greinke.
He executes his game plan about as efficiently as anybody in the league or anybody that we usually face. So, and he did. You know, he pitches with multiple pitches to multiple areas of the zone. He got the benefit of a liberal strike zone. He got chases when he needed chases, and you know, pitched a really good game. He doesn't ever concede anything, especially when he sort of has his command.
Game 2 with the Diamondbacks is today at 2:40 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington,
swinging a high fly ball hit to left center. That one slicing towards the hill. That ball back out of here, just to the left field side of the hill. Joey Gallo with his 33rd home run of the season.
Joey Gallo hit his 33rd home run, and the Texas Rangers also played some small ball in a 6-2 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Martin Perez had his second straight solid start for Texas. The Rangers face the Tigers again tonight at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Ohio, Wimbledon champion Roger Federer has withdrawn from the Western and Southern Open, which he's won 7 times. Tournament officials announced Federer's withdrawal yesterday, the first full day of matches at the event in Cincinnati. The 19-time major champion says he tweaked his back last week at the Rogers Cup, where he lost Sunday in the final. Federer's withdrawal means Rafael Nadal will return to number 1 when the new ATP rankings are released on August 21st. And soccer superstar Cristiano Ronaldo has been banned for 5 games after shoving a referee following his red card during Real Madrid's 3-1 victory over Barcelona in the Spanish Super Cup on Sunday. The Spanish Football Federation says Ronaldo has been suspended for 1 game for the red card and 4 games for pushing the referee in the back. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories and original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information.
The Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station is proud to be this year's title sponsor for the 2017 Chamber of Commerce Lobster Fest and Golf Classic, the Chamber's largest and most popular fundraiser of the year. Howdy, I'm Mike Holmgreen with TB&T. Come be a part of this two-day fundraising event. Enjoy fresh Maine lobster and steak on Sunday, September 17th at the Brazos Center, and then tee off on Monday, September 18th at Pebble Creek Country Club. Support the BCS Chamber of Commerce. To reserve a table or register a golf team, go to bcschamber.org.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, an available front loader and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
All right. About 100 degrees today, but a heat index of 108. Going to get even warmer tomorrow. Heat index around 110 or so, so just be aware. Low temperatures right about where we are right now. So we'll do that through the weekend. It's...